So, right, this episode, right, what's this, episode 12? Yeah, so it's the one and only Operations joint. So, fuck them other two hoes, right? I was on a mental break, and these motherfuckers did my topic, like, I was on a mental break, and the shit's blowing up. So, now you bitches get me. And the topic this week is fuck them hoes, okay?
Excuse me? What are you doing?
Hello?
Ain't we supposed to be recording?
Get the fuck up. Move over. I was doing my episode. This ain't your episode. This is the Get Them Girl crew. This ain't the Operations Joint Show. I mean, I was doing my episode. Whatever. Zip it. Delete. We're here.
Okay.
Hey, hell, she talking about.
Okay.
Chad, you ain't turn the thing off.
Okay. Like, what the hell?
What the hell?
Three bad. We perfectly designed crew, cause we the big three. Who run this mother? Who run this mother?
Get 'em, girl.
What's up, y'all? It's another episode of your favorite Johns, the Get 'em Girl Crew podcast.
Woo!
This is the business John. Right here, right close to me, to my right side. Okay? I got the social media, John.
What up?
And, of course, next to the social media, John.
Oh, shit.
What? It's that bit, the operations, John.
What?
What you auditioning
for? I forgot. But you wasn't bad earlier when you sitting next to me. Because normally when you sit next to me, Chad.
I'm not paying no fucking mind.
What? You missed me.
All right, so of course, your favorite Johns, we here with another episode. We here to bless y'all, talk about a little something, something, give y'all a little bit of tea. Y'all got some tea y'all want to spill so far before we jump into these current topics? Anything?
Mm-hmm. All I know is that I started drinking again, y'all. Mm-hmm. I just started back, and the operations John to put something in my cup. I don't know how this is going to work.
She got her drink and her two-step.
And I may have to take a trip today because this thing got me feeling hot.
Trippage.
And I only took two sips.
Trippage.
I ain't about this life no more. I took off 3 months.
Trippage. She's feeling kind of okay.
I'm feeling kind of, hey.
She's feeling kind of okay today, guys. You know I'm shitting. So anyway, so besides that hour... Social media, John. She is popping bottles again. Just a little bit. Just not too much. Mm-mm. You know, she's drinking responsibly. You know what I'm saying? So, you got anything operations?
No. Chilling.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Chilling.
You positive?
Mm-hmm. I feel like is there a reason why, though, we're partaking in a little beverage tonight?
I mean, you know, because we're the shit. You know? We accomplish shit, you know, we're reaching shit. Shit is happening, mm-hmm. You know, and we don't tell, you know, what be going on. We support each other and amongst ourselves. So, you know, that's why we're sipping, because we're supporting ourselves and, you know, each other.
But we're sipping because we want to. Okay, we just feel like doing
that. Bitch, that, listen. Now.
What? See, that's why you can't be drinking. She's
abusive. That had nothing to do with shit.
She abusive.
I said last episode, celebrating our success. I don't know anything about what they are talking about. I don't know. Listen to Pussy Days episode 12. This has nothing to do with episode 11. Like, why are you bringing up old shit? It's old. It ain't that old. I might have to put my hair back up in a bun. Right, but it's all good. Oh shit, you okay? All right, well, I would like to let them know, since I'm gonna go ahead and step on a neck or two, you know what I'm saying.
Love it when we step on a neck or two. Just a little bit. So your favorite Jones, y'all can now listen to us on Amazon Music.
Hello.
Y'all can go ahead and stream us.
So how many platforms is this now that you can actually like?
We've been stopped counting because we're on so many that we just get added to and we don't even know. So right. I just stopped counting.
So Joe.
It's
like 40.
Right.
I think I was going to say,
I know we're probably like on a good 40.
On a good 40 platforms
now. Yeah, we're on a good 40 platforms. And definitely major ones.
We had visual also.
Yes.
Two different places you can see our visual.
Okay.
Roku TV.
Mm-hmm.
So go to Politiken Broadcasting Network, and we are on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, our YouTube. Subscribe. Hello. You want to see how beautiful we are?
All right. Hit that notification bell. Ding, ding. When we come through with another episode, y'all got some more visual. Y'all going to hit that notification bell. Y'all will be the first to know. Okay? So, yes. Your favorite joints on Amazon Music. So make sure you guys go on there, add us to your favorites. And yeah, all that good stuff. Make sure you tell your mama, then tell your mama, tell your sister, your brother, your cousin, and all that good stuff. But anyway, everybody, if you like to hear it, here you go. But, other than that, this week has been good for the business, John. No complaints. Not at all. Sure.
Word.
But I know somebody that does have a couple complaints. And we're going to talk about this gentleman right about now. Okay? Mr. Dave East. Did y'all hear about the situation with Dave East and Delta Airlines? Don't you know he got put off the plane? He got put off the plane. Basically, he said that he got put off the plane because of the stewardess. She act like she ain't never seen a person of color in first class. Biff, what's wrong with you? Where you been?
Hello?
What century are you from? I'm trying to figure it out. I can't believe it. So he's like, listen, Delta Airlines, stop hiring these number 45 supporters.
Ooh.
Because it ain't a good look. I mean, Delta, y'all got to do better. That's all I'm saying. What y'all think?
Well.
What you get?
Yeah, that's well.
I don't fly Delta, so.
Delta.
Damn. See, I didn't watch the whole video about everything. I just saw real quick that, like, Dave East was going off. And I was supposed to go back and then watch it, but I forgot. But damn. Mm. Like, what? Like,
it's always something. I swear it's going to always be something. It doesn't matter what caliber on the totem pole you are. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's going to happen to you. If you have any Karens or Kens around you, it's going to happen.
Right.
Unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? So, but Dave East, we with you, bro. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm sorry it had to happen to you, but
yeah,
it's cool. I'm glad you were able to catch it, though.
I'm about to say, at least it was someone, because you can just think about all the other people who've gone through first class with this stewardess. And she treated him that type of way, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, he just, thank God he's of a certain caliber. He can go on and talk his shit.
Right.
And people will listen to it.
Right. Go on social media, put that thing out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody probably like, okay, Delta, well, I might not fly with y'all for right now.
Right.
You know, but.
And right now is not the time for y'all to get that publicity.
Mm-mm. Not good at all.
At all.
Not good at all. So, in other great news, Miss Breonna Taylor's family, they've been rewarded, y'all. They got rewarded this 12 million ducats. 12 million ducats. But they still ain't arrest
the cops.
The motherfucking cops.
And
it's all good and gravy. This money, thank you, we appreciate it.
But
the officers that need to be behind bars, they aren't still.
Right.
So we still need justice.
Right.
In that part. You know what I mean? Because it's, to me, it's, yes, it's a reward to the family, but that's not even close.
Right. It's really not.
That's not even close to being finished. You know, that wouldn't make my heart fine. Like, okay, it's money. It's not going to bring anything. Though that person, those persons are still out there. You know, living their best life, and I got this 12 million.
Actually, let me not say that, because I don't know what the family's going through, right? I'm from the outside looking in, and for me, I would be like, all right, yeah, y'all give me some money, but, like, where the charges?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Exactly.
That would be me, but I don't know how her family is. I don't know how they're going to, you know, what all they're going through, right? So I say that not going through the situation. If I went through the situation, it may be like, look, this is something, this is the move in the right direction, right? Which I feel like it is a move in the right direction. But where is this direction headed? Mm-hmm. Is this direction headed to charges actually being filed for the death of my child, the death of my girlfriend, the death of my sibling, you know, all of that? Like, is that where this is leading? I know that they did say a part of this settlement was reform of the actual police department. So, I kind of feel like, okay, this is cool. But let's see when they get the money and how much they actually receive. Because a lot of times they always say, oh, they got a $12 million settlement, but then the family never sees a dollar of it, right? That happens a lot. Mm-hmm. So let's, for one, see if they get this money. And then for two, let's see if reform actually happens. So,
let's arrest the police that killed Breonna Taylor.
That's it.
I mean, period. That's the justice that I want to see. You know what I mean? For real. That's the justice that I want to see. My heart will be covered in love if that will happen.
Yeah.
But we'll see if that partakes, you know? I don't know. We still fighting for a lot. And a lot of people we're still fighting for. And yeah. It still hasn't taken that initial step. But, you know, we'll see. But congratulations on being rewarded. That settlement, as social media Jonah said, let's see if the family actually gets it or not. So, y'all let us know how y'all feel about that. And other news to y'all. Girl, don't you know? Okay. Miss Black China. Sis, let me back up. So, Black China, she's out here flexing about her being a single parent because she doesn't ask any child support.
Right.
From Rob Kardashian, nor does she get any support from Tyga for her two children. Mm. So she's flexing and saying, you know, she's, you know, it feels good to be the sole provider, to be the one that is, nope. to the one that's predominantly taking care of her children. And it's just, I don't know. I guess she's getting off on it. And I mean, a flex easy, I guess. Yes, single parents, big ups to us. But we still need that support from that other partner, too, as well. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, pat yourself on the back for it. I don't know. Me, I'm just like, I feel as though you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Hello?
You're doing what you're supposed to do at the end of the day. There's no need to flex on anything. There's no need to even say
you didn't even need to
address this at all, because as a parent, as a mother, and a mother that's going to care and be there for her children or child, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do that. You're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be that provider, that nurturer. You know what I'm saying? So there shouldn't be no ifs, ands, buts, maybes. Oh, let me flex on these two. Not at all. That's what you're supposed to do. So, I don't know. What y'all feel about that?
Exactly what the fuck you said. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Like, so it's no need, whether they're helping or not. Like, it ain't no need to put it all out there. Like, yeah, well, this one ain't giving me no money. This one ain't doing nothing. I'm doing this all by myself. Okay, that's a mother. Like, sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes you get those niggas who actually do something. Sometimes you don't. That's just how it goes. You gotta do your part regardless. Mm-hmm. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, gives a fuck.
Yeah.
But then also, wait.
Happens every day.
Was it what? An interview or something?
Yeah, it was an interview.
Okay, so then, boom. That's another thing, too. Like, how did that interview go for her to even say that? Like, what question did you ask?
She was asked, what was the biggest flex she thinks that.
Okay.
She was asked, what was her biggest flex?
Oh, okay.
And it was her being a single parent.
Her being her single parent.
Okay.
So it wasn't just her being like, Yeah, F Rob, F Tiger, I do this, right.
I mean, I knew it had to be something, like, but you know, you always gotta ask, like, why did you even come out and say that? Like, right. Did you ask? You know what I mean? What question did you ask for her to say that? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So she was asked, like, what was her biggest flex? She feels like, as Black China, what did she feel like her biggest flex was?
Right. So, with being a single mother, we flexing.
Yeah.
I mean,
for her, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I think that, I mean, for me, I see it as though, like, she said in the strength of, like, you know, Rob is a Kardashian, Tyga got a little change, eh? But, like, I'm still taking care of what I need to take of, regardless of who they are. Mm-hmm. That's how I took it. Which, like y'all said, you're supposed to do anyway. Because, like, you know, I'm not a parent. But my mama always told me, it's mama's baby, daddy's maybe. You know, there are a lot of females out there who, you know, don't take care of their responsibilities. Not going to act like they aren't. But at the end of the day, like, when you have a child, like, you have to think about that. Like, can I take care of this child without the person being there? Mm-hmm. And that's for fathers and mothers, right? Because anything can happen in a childbirth scenario and the mother passes and then the father is single mm-hmm. father. And the same with the mother, anything could happen. Anything. So you have to know that, like, if you have to take care of the child by yourself, can you do it? Regardless, right? Of them being around and of being supportive or of them not. So I'm happy that she thinks that's the biggest flex because her children are beautiful and she does do a great job taking care of them. But I feel like that was more of a dig towards Rob and Tyga than, like, an actual flex.
Yeah, because you know that it's going to come back, like, y'all ain't giving no child support, like,
right,
what, like, y'all it's ain't cool no that bills? Y'all not going through, you know, the system and doing it, but you still ain't pulling off no bread to take care of your child,
right,
so, you know, it's gonna always be that aftermath of that.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, to me, I just felt as though, just with the success that you've had, the journey that you have taken throughout your life thus far, there's not a biggest flex in that.
Exactly.
I feel like, I mean, I think that her biggest flex should be that, like, she came from, what, Baltimore, right?
Baltimore.
From Baltimore, stripping, and she's now a multi-million dollar, like, mogul. Like, literally anything you put Black China name on, or if Black China endorses it, like, it's...
You're right.
That's it. Like, exactly. So I feel like that should be her biggest flex. But, again, that's me.
That's you, child. That's you.
That's me.
Okay.
Looking at it, that's not her. But yeah, that's what I think. You know what I mean?
Right. So, but kudos to you.
You know, Black China gets $8,000 per picture she puts up of a sponsor. Like, if she puts up an ad, she gets $8,000 just for a picture. That's the flex.
Okay.
That's the motherfucking flex.
Put up a picture every 2 minutes. Okay. All different kind of ways.
8 G's.
Okay.
And that's not, that's just to put up the picture. That's not, like, to put it in her story. Mm-hmm. That's not to really
racks
talk
on,
up, to do a video.
Rex on red.
So, if she start at 8, see, that's the flex. That's the flex right there.
That's the flex you're supposed to have, baby.
Mm. Hello.
But big ups to all the single parents out there. Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Yes.
Keep grinding, keep raising these young king and queens out here. Okay. So, I'm going to throw a little curveball in this thing. Because I had this in the back of my head and I read about this today. And it kind of blew my mind. So I'm going to hit y'all with a what the fuck.
Okay.
All right. What the fuck news, okay? So, I know y'all probably ain't hear about it. But if you did, let me know. So, I was reading an article today. And it was about a Kentucky man. This Kentucky man was arrested. So, y'all, you know... I'm going to throw a little curveball in this thing. I'm about to do a little something.
Why?
Just because I want to. Because I thought this...
Not you, why?
Oh.
Her, why?
Her. Because I just feel as though, like, this was so fucking crazy. So, I'm going to hit y'all with a what the fuck moment. All right?
Okay.
All right. So, this is what the fuck news. Real quick. Little curveball. So, in this article that I was reading today, it was saying that, and this was just recently, a Kentucky man, his name is... Don't quote me, but I know his last name, though. First name, I believe, Melvin Martin. And Melvin, He was traveling from Kentucky. He was traveling from Kentucky and going to Chicago, Illinois to see his family.
Okay.
He was traveling with a few bags. Now, Mr. Melvin ended up getting arrested here after he arrived. He took that 5-hour bus trip to Chicago, to Illinois, to be with his parents. And shortly after that, I would say, I think they said within a day or with a certain amount of hours, he was arrested. He was arrested. Why?
Yeah.
Mr. Martin.
Okay.
Traveled those 5 hours with several suitcases with dismembered body parts in them.
Oh, shit.
And what? Those dismembered body parts.
Okay. I was not ready for that.
The dismembered body parts.
Not at all.
Thought to be his girlfriend. His current girlfriend at the time. Yes.
What?
And this was found out through a family member of his. He had stepped out. The suitcases were in the house. He had stepped out. Family member smelled something. Was like, you know, what the F? It's coming from the suitcases. It was multiple. And opened it up and seen a body part. So they proceeded to call the law. And the law, he got locked up. Melvin, what the fuck, dog?
Yo, it's the way you said it. They called the law.
They called the law. Melvin, what the fuck?
Melvin, calling the law.
Melvin, what the fuck, bro?
Melvin?
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one.
I'm sorry. That one, I was like,
he had all these bricks of coke.
That's what I was ready. I was like, all right.
He was on his El Chapo.
But she said dismember what?
Dismember body parts.
I feel like I read about this.
Shit. Like, you traveled with these suitcases. You took this young lady, allegedly. They're allegedly saying that's his girlfriend because they haven't seen her. You took her on her last ride. Like, dog, for real, you had to take her back to the hometown?
I know what he was doing. He was going to throw her out.
He should have did that throughout. I mean, five hours. I'm sure they stopped at a couple places.
Because where was the hometown at?
It was in Kentucky. He went from Kentucky to Chicago.
Yep. It was 5-hour bus trip. It's a bus trip.
He was going, he took her on a bus trip with him. In the suitcases, Jack.
Crazy as hell. If you don't believe me, y'all just got to go ahead and look into it. Because this blew my mind. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck?
Yo.
It blew my whole mind. I had to read it.
Yeah, he was trying to get rid of that body. Whoever. He was like, Melvin, I'm going to take her with me to Chicago. Right. When they go to sleep, I'm going to go ahead and get rid of these suitcases. And they ain't going up.
Okay.
Melvin, what the fuck is wrong with you,
right? What the fuck was going on in your brain?
Why did you think it was okay to take a dismembered person on a fucking bus?
It was the last ride for real.
What the fuck? Like, you didn't even rent a car.
That's what I was about to say. When you do some shit like that, at least rent your own car. If you got money to get on the bus, you got money to rent your car.
Nah,
because the bus fare is going to be less.
Yeah, that bus ride is cheap.
The cheapest thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's like the cheapest thing. So that really
he wasn't biking all the way to Chicago.
Okay. That really blew my mind, though, guys. So I just had to throw that in there.
This is not funny.
Because, Melvin, you out here tripping. What the fuck, for real?
Right.
Listen, condolences to that young lady's
family,
friends. Mother, her
father. Yes. Oh my God.
Just anyone that knew her.
I wasn't ready for this story.
At all.
Just condolences.
I was not ready for this story.
What the fuck?
I mean, that's definitely what the fuck.
Yeah, it's what the
fuck. Melvin, you did wrong for that.
And Melvin was melanated.
Oh.
So, you know, that's another what the fuck. You know, I was mad when I seen the picture. I was like, fuck.
If y'all don't watch our YouTube, y'all really gotta watch the YouTube just for this what the fuck moment. Cause Chad,
I was like,
oh my God.
Fuck, Melvin, why you damn, Melvin.
Ain't it so bad that as black people, we be like, let them be white. Let them be white. Let them be white. Let them be white. Fuck, Melvin.
I know. And when I read his name, I was like, I know he one of us, but let me just, I hope. Yeah, he's one of us. So, Melvin, you got to do time, okay?
Mm.
I see in this life time, like Erica Badu, okay? So yeah, that was the what the fuck moment. Okay, from a good girl. Okay. Anywho, so we're going to go ahead and jump right back on track. Why Ray J out here finna divorce Princess? Remember when Princess was talking about divorcing him? Like last year or something like that? Right. When they was in Vegas?
Right.
He done reciprocated on that behind.
But she filed the papers.
She filed.
And then she rescinded the papers.
I don't know what happened. They was going to
work it out.
Work it out, I guess. Don't know. And now, Ray J sick of it. Ray J said, you know what? You ain't about to get these, what's that thing called? The scooties? What them things
Scooty
called?
Scooty bike. Yeah. Money.
You ain't about to get these scooty bikes. Or them.
Or the like Ray J. Electronics or something.
Raycons.
You can't get that, baby. But she about to. She about to get head for all that.
Because they in California.
Y'all okay. Right, y'all was murdered.
Because you know California, they get half.
Half. Yeah.
Ain't no prenup like in California?
I mean, I think that they can fight the prenup. If she can prove, like, for one, you know, unfortunately, Ray J, we know your past. We know you a little hoe. So she could prove that he was being a little hoe. She gonna get half.
Yeah, and if,
regardless of a prenup.
If they did sign a prenup, I'm not sure if a prenup was.
Well, I think that was Mama
Norway.
Mama Norwood. She was like, hello, princess. Sign right here.
Okay, one guy like me. Yeah. Sign this one and that one.
Well, I don't know.
Listen, y'all know how I feel about black love. I hate to see something like that.
Right.
It can't get worked out. Sure, y'all can work it out. I'm sure whatever y'all going through was really not that bad.
Right.
Especially for it to be the other partner now. It's not like it's the same partner refiling. And, you know, so now it's the other partner. I'm sure you guys can work it out. You guys got two kids now.
So let me say this, right?
They got two, though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a boy and a girl.
Yep.
They got a girl and then a boy. Yep.
I missed that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this. Ray J, you file papers and then you going to go on an interview talking about some how much you love your wife and you want to be with your wife.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
You didn't see? Oh, yeah. Oh,
gosh. You freaking people. What is wrong with y'all?
I don't get it.
See?
What you know, Princess filed the papers and then she rescinded it, but she ain't say nothing, right?
Right.
Now your ass is talking about the divorce and talking about some, I love my wife. Why did you file?
Because that's what them ninjas did.
Why you want some sympathy,
that's
pussy?
That's exactly what I'm about to say. Meek Mill did the same shit.
You right. Yeah.
Like, that's what them ninjas do.
They
so.
Do it. But see, I did not hear that.
Damn. Yes.
But you.
And this happened. I think this happened today. I think it happened today.
Wow.
I mean, I guess you can still have love, but it's just not there.
No, he was like begging. And it's like, what the fuck is you begging for? You the one who filed the papers.
Maybe he got a secret. It's about to come out.
Maybe she like, oh, you want to file them papers? Well, guess what I'm about to let mother know about. Okay? But I'm over this.
He done got somebody else knocked up.
I'm going to tell you like this.
He done got somebody else knocked up.
I'm over Ray J and Princess Love. I've been over the asses. Because that's all they do is fucking fight. One minute they together. The next minute, she don't want to be bothered with them. One minute, he like, I love you, but I'm still in love with Tierra Marie. The next minute, Princess Love is like, I'm gonna fuck Tierra Marie up for the love of Ray J. And then it's just too much. It's too fucking much.
What the fuck? I know.
Well, that's the actual show. That's how all that shit's happening on the show.
Right.
But it was just, it's too much. And now y'all still.
Like
no. But now it's like, y'all been going through this for how many years now? With this back and forth shit. Like, if y'all not gonna be together, don't fucking be together. If y'all all gonna be together,
they need to be okay with y'all fighting. Some stuff out. They needed to iron stuff out anyway before they even got married.
They did.
I just really think that them getting married was just a clutch.
Yeah.
Really. You just did it just to say, okay, you know what? This is gonna make us happy. Baby marriage is gonna make us happy, and it didn't iron out all the wrinkles that you had.
And I hate when that happens, because when you don't have a strong foundation, you shouldn't be getting married.
But people do it every time.
They do it all the time.
They do it every
and they think that,
time.
Oh, I'm going to put this ring on my finger. He going to change.
We gonna have the best life.
We gonna, okay. Because you know I'm the wife. Mm-hmm. And then he be the same life. Ninja he was the day before y'all got married. Now that he was the day after y'all.
Now you just the dumb wife.
Now you just got a new title. That's all you got. And then it's like, oh well, we gonna have this baby, and the baby is gonna change him. It's gonna make him be a man. No, boo boo.
I don't know why we get involved like that. In things right. like that, because that is not the situation.
That's not
what's
going to
happen.
At all.
It's not what's going to happen. But I'm still for Black love. So if y'all can work it out.
But just iron out everything. Let just be the last. If y'all decide to work it out, just be the fuck together. Just know that y'all won't argue every fucking day. That's it.
Just live with it.
And if y'all not going to be together, just be at a place where y'all can separate and it be amicable.
Oh, you know what? They reminded me of Lyrica and A1.
Oh, dumb ninjas.
Anywho.
Right, we're not even gonna get into that. Not today.
Y'all better stop. Y'all better cut it out.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm still all for Black love.
Mm-hmm.
Princess, Ray J, I hope you guys can work it out. But if you cannot, please co-parent in peace.
Right.
Don't be out here messing up these babies. You know what I mean? So, anywho. Y'all, we about to take a pause for the calls. We about to air out these bullet holes and stab wounds. I don't know, y'all.
What the hell?
We about to hear a word from our sponsor. So, y'all heard a word from our sponsor. So, shout out, sponsor. Make sure y'all check out Anchor. If you want to get like the Get 'Em Girl Cool podcast, y'all definitely check out Anchor. But, into who?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, we about to jump into the topic. But.
Nope.
Before we do,
mm-hmm.
we got something else to talk about for a hot second.
One more thing.
One more game. So,
this is a fruit fly.
Cardi. Cardi up here, she done fab for the most of Offset, okay? And them sources been out there talking about Offset been cheating the whole time.
Cheating.
For what?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
You know, it's just something undesirable and something that we also talked about last time. You know, if it's something that needs to be ironed out, let's iron it out. If you're really not ready for marriage, let's not get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, they've been married for what?
3 years. They were married for 3 years.
They've been married for 3 years. And, you know, the first year, I always say, that's just like a trial and error.
Well, the public didn't know for almost a year that they were even married.
So it really didn't come out to us until basically they was in good two years in. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, she done filed for divorce. And again, I mean, she ain't black, but you know what I mean?
She's Afro-Latina.
Okay.
She got black in her.
Okay.
Right.
Black love, y'all. Black love. Let's keep this mm-hmm. black love going. Unfortunately, you know, they have to go about that and handle their business that way. But it's all right. It's all good. I'm sure culture will be taken care of. She's so cute. She always keep her little dot up and everything.
Yes.
And her daddy love her. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm sure they'll co-parent and do well. Because, you know, Cardi had to go back on them papers. Okay, she had to amend some of them documents.
Yeah,
because they was in there trying to finagle some stuff. Okay. She was like, y'all lost your mind, okay?
Like that is not. I just want to be divorced from the man.
If you wanted to, okay.
She's like, I just want to be divorced from the man. I don't want to take nothing else from him. I don't want his bread.
Right, because she don't need his bread.
Joint custody.
Exactly.
Okay, like what is y'all talking about?
I want primary. I want joint.
Like we joint in this thing. I just can't be married to this ninja.
Right.
Okay.
Because he can't keep his
cool as fuck.
Slang dang.
But we can be cool as fuck. But. Right. I can't be married to you. That's it.
And
that's all.
You know, that's one thing. And
I think
we're always looked at.
But you still won't fuck him because that dick is good, though.
Of course.
Why you still won't get it whatever you want, but I just can't be attached to that shit.
You know.
Well, they said that they've actually pretty much been kind of separated for, like, the last year, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
They said that they've kind of been separated. Like, they're still married, but they were trying to, like, work on it before papers got filed.
Right. And then COVID happened. So then, kind of got stuck.
you know what? I kind of noticed that it was a difference in their relationship when I was watching her live, not her live, her story for Culture's birthday. And it did. It didn't seem like they were, like, together. Mm-hmm. It was kind of just like, it seemed a little, like, awkward.
Okay.
But it wasn't like I thought that he was getting divorced. I was just like, you know, maybe he's tired, right, or a little high, you know, right, whatever. And, right. Or he just like, you know, Culture on top of me. Cause you know, she, like we said, she a daddy's baby.
Okay.
So, you know, I ain't really trying to be on a lot like that, you know, or something, but it did. It just seemed a little like, you know, awkward, but I didn't think it was going to lead to this.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, of course, this, you know, surprise, just like how you surprised us about you being married, surprise about now we about to get divorced, you know, but I wish you guys nothing but the best wishes, you know, regardless if you guys are going to, you know, divorce and stay divorced, you're not going to try to rekindle anything and get back together, or if it was, you know, it's another chapter in y'all book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just be co-parent, having joint custody, and keep doing things and raising that beautiful little Culture.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We're in no cell.
So here's where my aggravation comes from with this whole situation.
Uh-uh. She aggravated.
Okay.
Y'all been going hard at Cardi. Going hard. Like, okay.
Oh, WAP, hard at Cardi.
WAP came out.
That bitch had to lean up.
I had to lean up.
Y'all got WAP. And the
hand
too.
And the hand is going this, right now. Let me tell you, listen.
Okay.
So WAP came out. She talked about how she don't cook, she don't clean, but let me tell you how I got this ring.
I don't cook, I don't clean. And let me tell you how I got this ring.
So now y'all talking about some I guess that cooking and that cleaning ain't help her marriage. Don't do that. This is what we not gonna do.
Okay. Cause you bitches y'all don't even got a ring. Okay.
Y'all don't even know what the ring smell like, could look like. Y'all ain't even pick out what kind of ring y'all like. Cause y'all know these niggas ain't about to ring y'all.
Do you even know which finger it go on?
Forget what them Jones talking about. Y'all don't even know who SJ Daddy is. So that's all I'm saying. Okay? Let's clear the table, okay? Let's clear the air. Let's clear the motherfucking air. Okay? Y'all don't even know who SJ Daddy is. Okay? Got his man taking care of somebody else's baby. Y'all better cut it out now. Okay? Don't talk about sis, because she out here doing her thing. Okay? Flaunting, fabulous. Bomb.com got these endorsements and everything. Y'all right. Always hating. Y'all hating. She was sliding up and down the pole. Y'all thought, look at her crooked teeth. She got her teeth fixed. Okay. Now she out here bowling all out of control. Y'all was talking about it when she was trying to be on the come up.
Right.
Now she done made it. Now she at the top.
And y'all still talking shit.
And I just saw something literally like with us taking our little break or whatever. And it was like, you know, Offset married a stripper. What did he expect? This again is what we not about to do.
Okay? Because
this is what we're not about to do.
If you going to talk about her being a stripper, let's talk about him being a rapper. Like,
let's talk about him slang-danging his thing okay, all over the motherfucking
all over
place.
Strippers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, come on. Because
it seems every bitch that he done cheated with is a fucking stripper.
So, obviously, he got a type.
Okay.
That ain't got nothing to do with Cardi.
Okay.
Nothing.
That got everything to do with
nothing
him.
Nothing at all.
And like, come on, women, anyway. Like, why are we putting down our women anyway? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't understand. And then be y'all ones that sitting up there, you ain't got shit from shit, but sitting behind the screen talking all this crazy shit about somebody you laid up by your
internet bully.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And you ain't doing shit. You don't even, nobody ever tried to wife. You ain't worrying about wifing. You be that bitch that's just a piece of pussy. And then you turn around and got the audacity to run your fucking mouth about somebody else who's been there and going through it. Like, come on, women. We got to do better.
If I had some room, I would get up and do the Holy Ghost right now. You better preach.
Like, cut it the fuck out. Like,
nah, for real. Y'all need to cut it out because they're the same ones that's sitting behind these computer screens, these laptops, these tablets, all these mobile devices. Back here, like, damn, sis made it.
Like, legit.
Sis made it.
Right.
But your teeth still crooked. But your weave is this. But your man is cheating on you.
Meanwhile, you're sitting on with a corner store wig.
Meanwhile, okay,
faking
4 hours later, like SpongeBob. Okay, you still sitting on a couch,
dirty ass,
like Joel's apartment. Okay,
too small sweatsuit.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
But motherfucking we gotta stop cake rappers by your bed.
Ooh, taste the cake. Taste the cake.
Stop playing with
me. Taste the cake.
Okay.
Like, stop. We know we love a tasty cake, though, y'all. Y'all got to stop acting like that. Okay.
But
she know about all the and a sunflower seed, y'all.
Come out all the millennium snacks. But I just
the new Twinkies come out.
You like? I just feel like every time it's a woman of color goes through some shit, it's her fault. It's her fault she was a stripper, right?
Right.
You don't know what the fuck she had to go through.
Had to go through what she had to do.
What
was going all of through that? Her, what was she was going
what was
through?
Going through in her life? None of that, right?
Because honey, if I could be a stripper, trust and believe.
Bitch, Jigglypuff would be famous right now. Okay, y'all think I was talking shit about Black China? Let me tell you, Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
But and she went from being not just a stripper to a social media influencer. Like, everybody forgets that the way that she got on Love and Hip Hop was because she had 2 million followers already on Instagram before she did Love and Hip Hop.
Yep. Mm.
People forget that shit.
I ain't know that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B was a whole influencer before she got on Love and Hip Hop. She got on Love and Hip Hop to do what she needed to do to cross over.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she did exactly what she needed to do.
She made the money moves, okay?
She stepped on them next, okay? You didn't give me a chance? Okay, no problem. He or she will.
Right.
If you won't, he or she will. I'm going to take care of business. So, of course, that just leads us into the topic for the night. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The topic for the night. Come on, y'all. Come on.
Come on.
Why aren't Black women protected?
Are y'all ready for this conversation?
Woo!
I don't know if y'all are ready for this conversation.
Why aren't Black women protected?
I think that after seeing all of this happen, I'm ready to have this conversation. Because I'm
ready to have this conversation. We need to have this conversation.
Yeah.
This conversation is always going to be relevant.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, it is what it is. So, of course, while we going to jump into everything. So, do we feel like Black women are protected?
Fuck no.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to
absolutely
go
not.
With a heavy N-O.
a heavy on the sleeve.
N-O.
Okay. So, Black women are not protected. And
no.
So, why do y'all pose why?
You go ahead.
Why? I got to go.
Because you over there.
Because you over there. Because you over there.
Because you over there.
I feel like it goes back. And I just feel like women, period. I don't.
We're going to concentrate. We're just going to talk about Black women.
We're just going to talk about Black women. So we're going to go. It goes back into slavery and everything. I feel like they look at us as just like we're nothing. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like we're nothing to them. Like, we're not on their level. We're not as smart as them. It's like, this is why I want to go first.
Well, you want us to come back to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is why
I didn't want to go first.
Didn't want to go first. Why is it that you didn't want to go first?
Because I could go the fuck off.
Oh, let's let her go. Let's let her get her thoughts together.
Pew, pew, pew.
Right. It's 22.
Okay, let's get this go, okay? Anybody got time for that? Clean sweep this shit. How about you, social media, John?
So the reason why I say no is because I just feel like in every facet, like, Black women have to fight. Like, legit. And because Black men don't understand the fight that Black women have to go through. They don't see it that, like, our fight is just as hard as their fight. They don't see it. So I feel like with our protection, you know, a Black man is supposed to protect us, right? That should be the number one
to protect us. Should be. And they don't. Let's be honest. They don't. And I feel like, you know, it's down to fathers, grandfathers, you know, the generational curses, most of the time start from the father. Mm-hmm. And that's most of the time a black man, right? So, you know, that's one aspect of it. And then in society, it's just like, there was a whole article published about how ugly black women were. What other race do you know that's going to have a whole article published about the ugliness of the black woman? Huh?
What the fuck?
So I'm not even going to go deeper than that right now because we got a lot to talk about. But that's why I kind of feel like we're not protected, right? Because everywhere we look in our own homes and outside, we're not protected.
Absolutely not. We're not protected in society. We're not protected in a workplace. Mm. We're not protected in our own home, within our own families. We're not protected just within our own culture. We're not protected at all. And it's a fight to the death of us every single day. We fight the most out of all. All the time. Any other race, okay, and any other woman out there, mm-hmm. we fight the hardest and we fight the most. Okay, sound like a little Stuart Little.
Right.
Stuart. That was me getting my peppermint drop.
Okay. She got to get her Candace. She got to get a Candace.
Right.
But... So we are definitely not protected, mm-hmm. Even though we are the strongest.
Factual,
I believe. In my opinion.
I got something for the end. I got something for when we drop this.
Oh, okay.
Let me put this on in here now. Let me put in my notes because I forget.
Okay, message. Okay.
Message. And she would popped off like, hold on.
Okay, like, hold on. But anyway, so why do we feel black women, why do we attack other black women more so than any other race?
Hold on. She didn't finish her explanation.
Yes, I did.
She ain't ready.
Mm-mm. So what happened? What was the question?
She ain't ready. She wasn't ready. You see it all over her face. She wasn't ready.
I know. What was the question?
Why do we feel as though black women attack other black women more so than any other race?
That's a good question.
Why don't we attack that Caucasian woman like we attack
all of them?
Why don't we attack that Asian woman?
Like I attack all of them.
Me personally, I feel as though it's always it's a challenge. I feel as though we are always put to see who's better.
Okay.
I'm going to fight more than social media John. Why? Because of my skin color. Social media, John, she got a little bit, and this is what it's perceived because it's always been like this.
Right.
Her skin complexion is lighter than mine. So she's going to be put ahead of me, and I'm going to be in the back.
Your name is the only thing that throws your Caucasian looking ass off, Deanna.
First
That's
off.
The only thing.
That's the only thing.
We're not going to get into this right now because we probably going to have an episode about this. Like, but let me tell you how all the rest of them fucking races see black when they look at me.
Oh, yeah. But as a black woman.
As a black woman, right.
I attack you because you are of a lighter complexion. And I feel as though you pose a threat to me. Even though you may not. Right. Even though I may be smarter. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I may have more knowledge. I may be more educated than you. But just because of your skin complexion, I feel as though I have to fight you. I feel as though I have to compete with you. And that's not the case.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, if I take my chain link and link it with social media, John, we're going to tear shit up.
Just like we do.
So I really don't understand why we do that. It's just something I believe it was just embedded in us.
Right.
Just generational, just hand-me-down. You know, it's just a generational curse that it's just been something. And if it's not skin complexion, if it's not the skin tones of your complexion, it's, you know, oh, your hair is prettier than mine.
Right.
Oh, look, so, you got pretty eyes. Like, oh,
yes. Oh, your eyes are prettier.
That's okay, not my fault. Okay,
so this bitch.
I never understood.
She got them pretty ass eyes. Yeah, and, I think, and that pretty ass hair.
And I guess I was the one who was always, you know, bullied or talked about or attacked because of my eyes or how my mother kept me dressed. So it was kind of like, okay, that's not my fault that I was born, you know, with these color eyes. That's not my fault. Right. Like, oh, well, you got this. That's not my fault that my mom keeps me in this. That's not my fault.
Right.
So I never understood, like, still to this day, even as an adult, like, it's like, yeah, I may hate on them, but it's like, damn, you know what? Like, for what? It's my little hate for myself. It ain't nothing like I'm literally hating.
Ooh, you hit on that.
You know what I mean? But it's like, I'm just like, you know, for myself, like, damn, that bitch got that.
Because that's what it really is. Right. It's the inner
It's hate. The insecurity.
Right.
Right.
But it's
that,
like, you know what
that
I mean?
You project onto someone else.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, but I can do better than that. So it's kind of like, all right, fuck that shit. Because I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that better than that one. It's like, I've never been that one to sit and be like, yeah, bitch, I really don't like you because of this. I don't like you because of your vibe. Like, it could be that. And I don't give a fuck who you are, what color you are.
Right.
Like, I just never understood that. Like, why attack our own? Because like she said, if we link up and chain the fuck up, what?
Yep.
Unbreakable.
What?
Be out here like us out this bitch.
Huh, you better tell it. I just feel like for me, it's just, like you said, it's generational. Because like it's, unfortunately for black people, period, we're all about this like crabs in a barrel mentality, right? We never want to, one, support someone who we see is doing better than us. Two, we never want anybody to do better than us. Mm-hmm. Three, we never help each other out when we are doing good. So, black women are the same way. Black women, I feel like, are even worse at this. And we're getting better, but we're even worse than this because... Just a tad. Don't act like this is like, oh, we're doing great. No, we're not. We're getting better at this. But I feel like black women are the worst when it comes to this because we're so quote unquote strong, right? We got to do all of this hustling, okay? But the thing is that when you've learned something, take that and if someone needs help, help them. We don't do that. So, and I think that that's where it really, like, stems from is, like, for generations, it's been like, well, I got on, but guess what? They not going to get on with me.
Right, because you're not going to get ahead of me.
You're not going to get ahead of me.
Right.
It can only, it's like, we have this mentality where it's like, only one can make it.
I hate that. It drives me crazy.
Like, I don't know why we have this mentality of, like, only one can make it. All of us can't make it. And we're the only culture who does that. Like, if you look at every other culture, if one make it, they put all of them on.
And everybody that knows me, like, that's my mentality. I always say that. I just want to be a trillionaire because when I become a trillionaire, once I'm on, we all on.
Yep.
Like, that's my whole thing. I've never been that one to be like, you know what? Fuck you when I get to the top.
Right.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Why? Because I came from the bottom as well. So when I make it to the top, we all at the top. Yep. I don't understand.
And that's just us as a culture. You know what I mean? Us as a culture, we do not want to see another brother, another sister be above us.
And I feel like as black women, like, we always take that as like a competition. It's a competition.
It's a competition. It's like, never a friendly competition.
It's always competition.
Yeah.
Right. Like, vicious. That's my competition. Vicious. And it's like, why? Like, why is it a competition? Why? Like, because
we get together and you get to know, like, we come together because, in our minds and shit.
No, and the thing that's, the thing about black women that, like, people don't think about, right, is that we're all so different. So if we all get together, it's truly a multi pot, right? And one person can bring something to the table. The next person can bring something else to the table. The next person can bring something. And do you imagine how great that fucking table would be if we all bring our strengths to the table?
Strong-ass web. You understand?
But we don't do that because we feel as though, I got my strength. I'm staying over here with my strength.
Saving mine.
And that bitch over there, she ain't got my strength, so I'm going to watch her struggle. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk shit about her mm-hmm. to make sure that she don't get on my level with my strength. Right. For what?
But lo and behold, she might have something that you need.
Okay.
She might have them connects that you need.
Right.
You know, so it's always something that we are as a culture, but yet as women,
mm-hmm.
we are the worst
right.
to ourselves, to our own race. We are yes. the worst.
Yes.
And I see that, like we just talked about Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all that she's done, and she's still getting dragged.
Right.
By black fucking women.
By black women.
By Latina women. Mm-hmm. By women, period, right? But the most that I see is women that are the same color as her.
Yep. It's
talking never, shit.
It's never them clear folk.
I'm saying.
Never them right. people from over there.
We got shit.
Always
shit.
Us, okay? It's always us that never have any... We don't have anything positive to say. We can start off good, but we end off bad. You know what I mean?
And you know what else it is? It's like when you are doing well, they love to talk about the bad that's going on. They don't mm-hmm. want to talk about none of the good.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm.
They always want to, oh, she doing good. So, yeah, she WAP was number one on Billboard and all of that. But guess what? She ain't keep that ring. Fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always that. It's always, but why?
Yep. And so, even with that, like, why are we as black women at a disadvantage? Mm. Why are black women at a disadvantage right now? And frankly, have always been at a disadvantage. We are looked at to be the bottom of the totem pole.
Right.
That goes back to the slave shit.
Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, it just goes back to the slave shit about how they treated us, like, oh my gosh, just we're not protected at all. They sat there, they raped us, they just treated us like shit. They didn't give a fuck. We weren't protected back then and we're still not now. Even with us as a podcast, like even when we go out and we reach out and we ask for help, motherfuckers shoot us down left and right because we're women.
Woo.
Like because we're women. But let a man come and ask you for
you
some help. That shit is right
there.
Okay,
where's my fan?
So it's like, we're never protected. So it's like, and that's stemming back, like I said, back to saying.
Yes.
And we get shot down all the time, but we keep pushing because it's just like, fuck you, whatever.
Right. We'll
see you when you
so
see
much.
You. Like, yeah. Oh, well. Like, yeah. We move the fuck on. But it's fucked up because it's like, if you link with us, like, we the shit.
Right.
Never know where we could take that
and
shit.
And nine
to.
Times out of ten, even though a woman, we make some of these men. Okay.
We not even gonna get into the shooting in the gym that we be doing, okay? Like,
but, you know, but a black woman behind that man, it's a force.
Yep.
That black woman made you.
Jesus.
You got all of
y'all
your
both is
listen,
just
y'all got all that. Of your ideas,
mm-hmm.
all of your thoughts. Oh, shoot, even some of your damn reports from a black woman.
All
but
your
you,
strength.
You take that because you know, ain't nobody gonna listen to this black
all
woman.
All of your guidance.
You're not gonna listen to this black woman.
Mm.
Ain't nobody gonna listen to her.
All of your support.
But I'm gonna take exactly what she say, word for word. And that's gonna be mine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's gonna be mine. Mm. But we're gonna always be at a disadvantage because we're looked at as... Operation Jones said it stems back from slavery. We have been always looked at as the bottom of the totem pole. Okay? We around here. We carrying baskets on our head. We got a kid on one titty. Okay?
One on the
a
back.
A kid right. on a hip in the back.
For and another and one that we walking.
Right. And another one walking.
Right. And another one that we walking got the hand on the other one. Okay?
Okay. All right. And we dragging a barrel of water. Okay, so we are always at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be.
Mm. So I'm going to say it like this. Like, I feel like right now, 2020, black women are like the number one business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Number ones when it comes with entrepreneurship. Mm. Black women are the number one college graduates.
Okay.
So it's not that we don't have it in us. We just are never recognized for it, except for from ourselves. Like, black women will say, like, yeah, like, we're number one when it comes to entrepreneurship. We're number one when it comes to college graduations. But we are the only ones talking about it.
Yep.
Like,
and still at the end of the day, like, we just piggybacking off of what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Just us being in the economy that we're in now.
Right.
If y'all gave black women mm-hmm. that chance, because we endure so much.
Mm-hmm.
We have strength out of this world. Because we're 9 times out of 10, we are single parent, raising children, a child, single parent home, doing whatever we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're the most underpaid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to pay us. We the most underpaid.
Okay. We be the most underpaid, but the most educated.
The most.
How does that work?
Hello. So you really going through that shit right now.
If you take all of those factors and put that in, you know how tight that bond is?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that these black women, do you know black women can hold this world up? We can hold this world up on our back.
So,
without a problem.
We have been holding this world
up. We have been. But no one wants to talk about it. If we are put to that forefront, it will be, mm-hmm. the economy will be in a different place.
Yeah.
I'm sure the economy will be in a different place.
If they gave us the opportunities that they gave other
mm-hmm.
ethnicities, dog, like, and that's what I think that they're scared of, right? Because they know our worth, but they're never going to give us our worth. And that's where it stems from, like, with the disadvantage. Like, black men know our worth. They're never going to give us our worth, right? It is a very, very strong black man that will give a black woman her worth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So kudos to the ones who do.
Right.
But for the most part, we're not the one. We're not worth, right? And the reason why is because y'all always look at other races, other ethnicities as being, that's the worth right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I got my status.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with interracial relationships, not acting like there is.
Right.
But it's a time when you're downing black women when you came from a black woman.
Okay.
You are not recognizing the greatness that you came from, but you're saying, I'll never date a black girl. I like girls that look ethnic.
I like girls who look
like they from the islands. They look exotic.
Okay.
Ain't nobody say that shit with that ninja.
Oh no, they all say it. They all say it because the status they all got the status symbol of a white woman is that means I got it. I made it because I got me a white woman.
Right.
Tiger Woods' wife should have been proof right there that.
Well, he did all the cheating.
I was gonna say he was the messed up one.
Right.
And then my cousin married one, and then I don't think they're together no more. I like that's just too my much.
Married one.
And then my granddad.
And then
I think my cousin on my mama's side.
All that.
Right. But and see that's the thing. Like,
right.
It's not that they're not all that, but they're put on that pedestal. Mm-hmm. Like they are.
See, yes. This the shit that. See,
and we're not put on a pedestal. Like black women are not put on that pedestal.
Yeah.
That's what this whole thing is about. Yeah. We're not put on that pedestal, and we should be.
And just like when we grew up, we had our ancestors coming up. It's like I said, the fair skinned ones. They used it to the best of their advantage. Okay, if they was mulatto, they was able to get ahead.
You mean mulatto?
Mulatto. Whatever.
I say Milano. What she got to do with this?
Milano. Oh, no, my God.
Because she's one of them.
Shut up. Leave her alone.
A tad bit, yeah.
Ain't no tad. Yeah,
she is.
She is.
Yeah, Drakeiana. Mm.
But, she's so, Drakeiana, they use that to the best of their advantage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A woman like me was looking like, oh, She trying to act like one of them. Nah, sister's trying to get ahead. You know, I can't hate on that. But they were hated on.
Yeah.
Because of their skin tone. Yep. And that's where it came down to. Now, I don't like you because you fair skinned ones, you think you better than me. And that's just not it.
No.
You know, they were just given that little bit more of an opportunity. Because they had that blue eyes, that sandy colored hair, all that that fit into, like, okay, well, you can pass. We put you up there.
No.
You know? So, it's a hard pill to swallow, y'all. Mm-hmm. You know? We're at a disadvantage, and I would love to see when we're not. Okay?
Huh.
And when we are taken so serious.
Okay. Right.
All
right.
Okay. And so, why are we the most imitated? Because you know we the most imitated. But the least desired. Mm. You know that, right? Because them boxer braids, nah, baby. That was us. That was us. You know, that was our ancestors where they had to put them pieces of rice, them pieces of comb, them seeds, and them baby's hair.
Right.
Okay? They had to do that, make sure they protected that, and whenever they went onto their journey, they was able to plant. What the what?
It's a fly.
Oh, I'm like, what the what is going on with you? So... You got lightheaded? You called the Holy Ghost?
Right.
What's going on? So, but
God, it's
we are totally imitating.
Let it do it. Let
but
it do it up
we
there.
Are never duplicated.
Leave it there.
All right? Never duplicated. Y'all remember that. Y'all can imitate us all you want. But you can't duplicate us.
That's because we really fucking right? dope. And they don't want to admit how dope we fucking are.
I mean, you shit, we the only...
You want to be us so fucking bad, but you don't even want to really admit the fact that you really want to be us. So instead, you walk around acting like you us, but yet, and still you still talking shit about us. Like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah. I mean,
I just
you know, I mean, it is.
Where did this fly come from?
I don't know. Okay. The fly here like, okay, yeah. Preach. Okay.
Right. Like, okay, get them girls. Okay. I hear you.
But we are the only race where we can produce all colors of the rainbow. Okay? We can reproduce all colors of the rainbow. Okay?
Kang.
We can have
of the rainbow. Kang. All different
kinds. All different colors of the rainbow. All right? We can have a red baby, we can have a blue baby, we can have an orange baby, we can have a white baby.
Yeah, because I had all them colors.
We can.
I had four, and they all different colors.
All different colors, see? And they all look different.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes, everything.
Yep.
Cannot another race do that. No other race can do that.
That's dope. I ain't never even... I be sleeping on myself. I be sleeping... I be sleeping on myself, though. Yo, I be sleeping on how dope the fuck we really are, bitch.
Yeah.
I gotta get dope. Woken it up.
But I think that, you know, with the imitation, it's like, it's funny because if it's seen on a black woman, they down it, right? But then if it's seen on Kim Kardashian, just use her as an example, it's the best thing that ever happened.
As
it's like
example earlier, them boxer braids.
Cause so it's like no one talked about how big, how beautiful big booties were until J Lo came out
with Selena.
No one was checking for chicks with big booties.
Okay,
they was like they fat.
That booty was big.
That's not attractive. All of that booty, blah 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 blah. But then J Lo comes out and it's the booty is the best thing. Blah 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 blah. Blah. When black women been having these booties forever,
okay,
and ain't nobody checked for these black women that got these natural booties.
Okay.
So.
But of course they put us, you know, they looked at us like little freak shoes, you know.
They had us around here like Sarah Bartman.
Sarah Bartman. Okay.
They had Sarah Bartman all around the country being paraded like she was a circus act.
Okay.
And it was her natural body.
Natural body, just because she was voluptuous. She had other things that some women just don't have.
They just don't. And it's okay. She put her finger up, me.
But me. She's part of that. She's part of that gene.
I wasn't going to say it, but since she brought it up.
Right.
But, you know, and it's like, they are so intrigued by it, but they don't find it desirable. Oh, it's nasty if it's on a black girl. But if it's on anybody else, if it's Kim Kardashian again, right? Just because I'm on her right now. Kim Kardashian, she got a whole fake ass booty that y'all fell the fuck in love with.
I don't know.
Her shit ain't even real. She got this shit to look like some black women booty.
That's it.
One right? But y'all are, like, falling all over her for her booty.
That's what I don't understand. Y'all talk all this shit about us, but y'all quick to dick down our men's, though. Y'all want our kings to sit up here and just go ham with y'all, but y'all talk shit about us. Like, I just don't understand it. You out here thinking our kings is supposed to be all digging and y'all all crazy and talk the hella shit about us? I just don't get it. I don't give a fuck about
interracial relations.
I had it, bitch. I had it.
I was trying to help you, see? There's a black woman supporting another black woman. See what I'm saying?
See what happens?
See what happens? See this shit I'm talking about.
Shut up.
She don't want
to
support
you. Because I had it. Clearly. I was right there.
I was trying to help. See what happens?
Your bitches. Okay? Yeah, the Caucasians up here wanting our kings, black dangs, okay?
Black dangs.
Okay? And y'all sit up here and be talking all this shit about us, knowing damn well where they
about to get them extensions,
from.
They about to go to that tanning bed.
Yeah, that's my other thing. That's what my cousin got his wife, thing. Bitch. That bitch had 2 tanning beds. What you need 2 for? Because his black ass wasn't getting in it. So what the fuck did you need 2 for?
That's the other thing. They tan themselves to have our complexion.
Hello.
But then
pigment
be looking at us like, she ugly. How she look like that? Blah, 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 blah.
The same reason why you look like a French woman.
Okay. A French what?
I'm
right. She like nut. No. She don't want to replace that shit. Okay.
Like, what you
say?
L-I-G it.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah, we are imitated, but not duplicated. Y'all can keep trying, but you'll never, ever. Be
yeah, one. I don't know how you did that last one.
I don't know, but I had to.
Okay,
shot
it.
Like I just had to.
Okay. And see. Okay. So yeah, like, do y'all have anywhere else to say about that? About us being imitated, with the least desire.
Maybe one day they'll recognize how beautiful and how innovative and how wonderful. And how fashionable and how beautiful black women are instead of just taking all of our styles.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't walk around here with flat booties and white makeup.
You do got a flat butt, though.
I don't make it flatter than it is.
Okay, sis.
Okay.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
When I walk around here, you know, with all this, like, makeup trying to make me all Drakeana looking.
Okay. Okay. Sis, you better go ahead. Bleach
and
it.
And you know all this bleached hair and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't walking around like that.
You better bleach it, sis. Okay.
Okay. Leave my, you know what? Leave my kangs alone. That's
leave
all I'm
my
saying.
Kangs alone. No, leave this. Leave think this stigma, like, will this stigma ever change?
No.
It's maybe. Not going to change in our generation.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe.
And it's not
going to
change overnight.
Yeah. It's not going to change overnight.
We might not see it.
It's changing.
A tad bit.
But it's not changing enough now for me to see it happening in our generation.
Mm. You keep forgetting a tad bit.
I said a little bit. A little bit of
a little bit, tad
I
bit.
Like
I just
same thing.
She just want me to say a tad bit.
I know, I just like a tad bit.
Jesus. So, I mean, I think that it will. It will happen, but nah. It's the curse has been here for 500 years. And until we really, as a people, recognize the kings and the queens that we came from before we came to America, before we were kidnapped and brought here, that's when it's going to really change. Until they start truly teaching Black history.
Real Black
history. Real Black history. It's not going to change. It's till us as a community lifts each other up, it ain't going to change.
Yeah. That's where I was going to go with mine, because I feel as though it's going to start home. It's going to start with us as a community. Yeah. As a community, we have to be the ones to start the change. Once we start changing, others around us will start to change.
Yeah.
They're going to be a little resistant, but they will start to change. Yeah, like what we're
going through right now.
You know what I mean? They will start to change, but it starts with us.
Yeah.
So, if you see that young queen having issues, extend your hand. Help her out. Vice versa, you know? But for a male, but for those queens, you extend your hand.
Right.
Make sure she's all right. Because you never know when you're going to need someone to extend their hand out to you.
Right. Because unfortunately, everything that goes up must come down.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. So you could be that bitch today.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Next week, you could be right back down, or even down lower than you were before.
Or guess what? You'll be forgot about. You'll be forgotten.
And end up being local.
You'll be forgotten about. Not even local. You'll just be forgotten.
You'll just be.
Yeah. You'll just be that person, you know? Yeah.
You'll just be local.
Whatever. You'll be forgotten about.
I hate it here.
Still, you know, at the end of the day. But it's going to start with us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As Black women, we are going to have to be able to uphold each other and just embrace each other.
Yes.
Support each other. Bless you.
Take you out.
What the?
Thank you. Ow.
What happened?
You okay? It hurt it.
The hell? Okay.
Right.
I kid.
Yes.
That's
she's
only
kidding.
On Saturdays.
But yeah,
we do not condone the use of nose candy
at all. I joke. I kid.
She
I really don't.
But no. We don't endorse that shit
at all. I don't like that.
Mary Jane, yes.
Okay.
Nose candy, no.
Mary Jane, yes.
Ganja all day long. See the Mary hair? Jane. You got the OG Kush up in there.
Okay,
honey.
OG Kush.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
So, Operation John, did you have anything else to say about the stigma changing?
About that part? I thought you wanted me to say that. I thought,
I mean, it's going to come, but, you know.
No, I ain't got nothing else to say about that. I was waiting on the last question.
Oh, well, what you got to say? What
social media, you know, you got any last words. That's what I thought it was.
With social media, John, did you have anything else to put with this? Do you think that the stigma would ever change?
No, I think I said everything.
Okay. All right. Well, since Operation John got something on her heart. Now, listen. We have so much more we can talk about
with this.
This topic can go on and on and on for days.
It's going to be a lot of arguments happening.
A lot of arguments, a lot of opinions. And that's what we're here for. So, Operation John, what's your last word? Can't stand her, y'all.
King, you know me. King, I'm a king. You a king.
It should be like queen. We talking about women.
Right. I know, but I had that song in my head, and that's just why I did it.
Okay.
I know what we're talking about, and I thought about that just a second ago before you said anything. Like, I should have changed it up. But fuck it. I was already there.
Okay.
You know my shit. Like, you know, safe sex is the best sex. But, y'all, let me tell you something.
This is a long-ass last word.
Caucasians, women's,
okay? Even by black women's, okay? My queens, okay?
Let me
drink
some water.
Let me tell you something, okay? Support one another. Love one another. You know what I'm saying? Stop hating on each other. Compliment that woman. She look nice. Her makeup look nice.
Gotta
her hair
love
look nice.
One another right now.
Right now.
It's a song. I was singing. I was in the background. I was like, boop,
I didn't
like
that. Boop, I didn't know that song. Boop, boop.
It's a commercial.
Well, okay. Go ahead and finish.
Mm-hmm. I messed the groove up.
Factual. Do that shit all the way off.
You was talking about love one another. Support
right.
One
yes,
another.
Yes, yes, yes. That part. Support one another. Support. Love. You know
all
what I mean? Compliment each other. And for real, but my Caucasian women, yo, stop taking all our canes.
No.
I'm just saying.
Leave my canes. You can't take nothing that don't want to get took.
Okay.
Actual. Right.
But let me get to it first.
Okay, so social media, John. Do you have any last words?
Woo! Okay.
I can't take her nowhere.
All I have to say is that, you know, start protecting black women. Black women especially, we need to start protecting each
Wakanda
other.
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's stop with the crabs in a barrel mentality. Let's get to the supporting each other as black women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And wow.
Business journal last words. So, I've been saying this throughout the whole time frame. Listen, we are often imitated but never duplicated. Okay? And can you please start protecting your black women? Stop using the vulgar language. Stop calling us nappy head. Stop calling us stink, crusty.
Because your daddy like it.
You know? And those words are coming from our same race.
Yeah.
You know? So, and they're the same ones that, you know, dig at us, but then also say, oh no, I love my mother. I love my sister.
Don't you disrespect my mother like that.
I love my daughter. But yet you just disrespect.
But you disrespect them.
You just did this,
black women.
Yeah, disrespected this whole black woman.
You ain't even got us protected. You ain't protecting us.
You're not
us
even
or
protecting
nothing.
Us. So how are we so sure that you're going to protect your mother, your sister, your daughter?
Mm.
You know.
And I have that to say.
I'm not supported. Sorry.
Just to reiterate, I'm sorry because I just took away from your last word or whatever.
No, you could.
But when, if a black man does not respect his culture, what do you think he's going to do when he gets with a woman of another race?
Right.
Do you think that he's going to kind of respect his kids? Because his kids are going to always be seen as, unfortunately, one color.
That's it.
They're not going to be seen as both.
Right. Yep. It's gonna be the dominant. You know, so
right.
But we're gonna close this up, guys. So
yeah, we just lost one member. She had to run.
She gotta get her meds. I don't know.
She probably got the runs.
Yeah. But anywho, we thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Get 'em Girl Cool Podcast. This is our 12th episode of the fourth
Oh, she's back.
Season.
Hi. She didn't have the runs.
Okay. She just wiped real
Fuck
quick.
Fuck y'all.
She just wiped quick. But this is the 12th episode of the fourth season of the Get 'em Girl Cool Podcast. Y'all make sure y'all tune in to us every Sunday at 6 p.m. We're going to release new episodes. And make sure y'all check out our content. And as we stated to you before, check us out on Amazon Music, any Roku device, iHeart, Apple, Google, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know it, we there.
Leave our kangs dangs alone, okay?
Uh-uh. No, you already
yeah,
said
I'm
that.
Yeah, I gotta reiterate that shit.
You said it as your last word. All right. It's done.
Safe sex is
and
the best
make
sex.
Sure, and make sure y'all subscribe to our YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification button. And the Get 'em Girl Crew, we out.
Bye.
This is the Business Join. You can find me, IG, Simply Bella, Facebook, Whitney White. What about you, Operations Join?
can find me on Instagram at Miss MS underscore Brown 3Y3Z. And then on Facebook, Sharonda Brown Eyes Spence.
All right. And you can find me, social media, John, on IG with J underscore Dominique H. And on Facebook, Jamila Pumpkin Hodge. And then for the Get 'em Girl Crew.
Get 'em Girl Crew.
You can find us on IG, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, every place at GEGCREW. That's GEG Crew. And that is your Get 'em Girls.
Hey.